Good morning, boys and girls, and everyone else too. I hope you can all hear this story. I'm going to tell you a mission story. Do you know what a mission is? Where people go across the ocean sometimes, or to a country that's not where you live. We even have missions in our own country where they have needs to build churches and schools. Well, I'm going to tell you about a girl. Her daddy was a doctor. He was a surgeon. And her name was Alice. And Alice and her friend Ruth were planning to maybe go to a mission. Well, Ruth's family had an incident where somebody in the family got sick, the grandmother got sick, and so they didn't get to go. So Alice didn't really want to go all by herself. She didn't know anybody in China. They were going to China. But they did. They took a ship. They didn't fly in those days much. And they went to China in this boat, and it took them a long time. Well, Alice, when she got there, oh dear, they spoke a different language, and she didn't understand what people were saying. And one day, she was out in her yard. They came to this house. It was a real different house. It was right next to the street, and there was just a little door. In fact, her daddy had to duck his head to get in. And they went into this house. And do you know that back then, at least, the parents and the children all slept in the same room? They thought, oh, well, we have to change that. So they had somebody fix a new door between their room and the room that they were going to have Alice sleep. She had a little brother. His name was John. And Johnny was very small. He was just learning to walk when they got there. And people would look at Johnny, and he would smile at them, and they'd talk to him in their language, and he'd chatter, and they didn't always understand what he said, but he communicated to them. Anyway, Alice, one day she was out in her yard, and she heard somebody talking, and she couldn't understand what they were saying. And she thought, well, where are they? She couldn't see them anywhere. And finally she looked up, and there was a little girl up on the top, on the roof of their house. And she was trying to talk to her, to Alice. And Alice couldn't understand what she was saying. Anyway, they had a nanny. Well, not really a nanny, a helper that had been hired to help them. And she did the cooking and all of these things and helped them when they had to go down to the grocery store. Well, of course, they didn't have a grocery store as such. It was just open markets. And they would go down. Well, they said, if you have her do your shopping, it won't cost you as much. Because if they saw an American, they would charge way, way higher prices. Anyway, Alice got this friend was hollering to her from the roof of the house, and she didn't know what she was saying. Then their helper came. They called her Popo. She came and she said, oh, you have a new friend. And she said, well, but I can't understand. Can she come play with me? So Popo talked to her in their Chinese, and she found out that the little girl's name was Lily, L-I-L-I, Lily. Well, so Popo asked her to come down. So she had to go around and come to the front door. And so Popo brought her in, and they got acquainted. Lily, Alice pointed at herself and said, Alice. And Lily didn't know how to say Alice. She called her Alice. You know, you can get acquainted with people. Gradually, Alice learned a little bit of the language. And one thing that they did was, the first time they were together, Lily decided she was going to teach her how to count. So she got some little rocks, and she put one rock down, and she said, Alice would say one. She was starting to teach her to count, and they learned to count to 10, each in the other one's language. Lily learned to say one, two, three, and Alice learned to say it in Chinese. So Alice and Lily used to play with their things together, and Alice found that she was learning the language so much quicker because she now had a Chinese friend. Alice's mother conducted some classes teaching the people how to live clean lives. She had Alice demonstrate by she was bathing her doll, and the people would just giggle. The ladies thought that was so funny, but they were trying to teach them how to bathe their babies and to keep their clothes clean. And one day, Alice had to show how to brush her teeth. Oh, the ladies all just laughed. They thought that was so funny. And she was showing them how to brush her teeth. She was teaching them all these things about how to live healthfully and how to cook and all of this. So she was a little missionary helper for her mother while they were having these classes for the ladies. Alice, after she had been there a while, one day she said, Mother, I was able to understand what the missionary said as he was speaking in Chinese, the message he gave. And she was telling her mother what he had to say. Because older people don't learn the language as quickly as little children. If you were with somebody, say they spoke Spanish, it wouldn't take you very long to learn Spanish, probably. But the older people, we don't get it as fast. Anyway, her mother ended up catching a germ that they had over in those days. It was called tuberculosis. And I don't know if they have the tuberculosis now like they used to, but it's a very bad disease. And her mother was so sick, they ended up putting her in the hospital. And they had to clean their house really good, washing all the walls and everywhere, trying to get rid of those germs so that Alice and Johnny wouldn't catch TB. TB is a disease where they cough a lot, and she noticed her mother coughed a lot, and then she got so weak she would almost faint. She was so sick. And Alice prayed that God would help her mother to get well. And Lily learned to pray with Alice. So she was a little missionary in India. So boys and girls, you can be missionaries here to your friends who don't know Jesus. And she was able to have some little Sabbath school classes with her, with some of the boys and girls over there. I'm going to ask Jesus to be with us now. We're going to have a little prayer and ask Jesus to help the missionaries, okay? So will you fold your hands and close your eyes? Dear Jesus, we thank you for the privilege we have to come and worship you. Please be with each boy and girl today now as they go home and as they are in the church. Please bless them that they may see the opportunities to be missionaries for Jesus, to share Jesus to all their friends. And we thank you for the privilege of coming to you and for hearing, for your listening to our prayers, because you love us so much. Thank you, the dear Father. In Jesus' name, amen.